Welcome, my friend, to the Sacred Heart Podcast. This is your host, Jenny, and I'm your guide and your friend on this path of personal and spiritual expansion. This is a sacred container where we do the work to connect with our soul's calling, open our hearts, and step into our next level of expansion. It's a space where slow, steady, and sustainable growth is the new barometer of success, where we're going to prioritize how deeply we are being in ourselves and expand our capacity to receive more of life through the power of the unconscious realms. We will dive deep into how to embody presence, to lead from our hearts, cultivate abundance, open to pleasure and play as a pathway to healing, so we can be expressed in the fullness of our complexities and take action from our soul's guidance as we honor our unique human experience. So go ahead, my love, make yourself a cup of tea and settle in as we step into this portal. Hello, beautiful soul, and welcome to this week's episode of the Sacred Heart Podcast. Whew, what a week it has been. I feel like we're speeding through January. Things are happening really fast. I don't know if you're feeling that too, but I'm still riding this beautiful water wave energy that I have been feeling. So I hope you're having a really beautiful start to the year. Now, I wanted to speak today about desire. I've talked about desire before through a bit of a different lens, and I want to just add in a little extra layer here today. Because again, we're at the beginning of the year, maybe you have goals, things that you desire to claim in your life this year, things that you want to achieve. Maybe you want to call in a romantic partner, maybe you want a promotion, maybe you want to buy a house, all of these, I'm going to say quote unquote basic things, because these tend to be the things that we as humans are, we're following in the footsteps of those around us and what we're kind of told that we should desire. And that is a little bit a part of the conversation that we're going to have today. But really, our focus is going to be on entrusting our desires to the divine, entrusting our desires to God. And why I'm bringing this up, right? I get asked a lot by clients who are seeking, outside of the coaching part of our relationship, they're seeking kind of spiritual teachings and understandings. And a lot of the time it is this very confusing narrative that we have about, have your desires and get really specific about what you want, write down the colors, the timings, like every single detail about your desire, and then release it, right? And that can be a really hard thing, and it kind of doesn't make logical sense, right? To spend all of this time getting really, really specific about the things that we want, but then just releasing that and trusting that it's going to all happen, or, detaching from the outcome. And so what I'm hoping is that today we can start to tackle some of that and unpack some of that so that it can make a little bit more sense, perhaps that's the intention. And also with that, to guide you and support you in how you are in relationship with your desires going forward, and how you want to actually kind of access different manifesting levels. So stick around. I think this is going to be a really deep, deep episode. The first thing where we're going to start is that our mind, right? So I'm talking about our conscious mind, I'm talking about the ego part. It is filled with desire, right? From when we're little, we're taught to want things, to desire things, to go after things. We are shown through advertising and marketing that, if we get this particular perfume, it's going to make us feel a certain way. If we achieve these certain things in life, we're going to get this particular joy, and at the end of the day, what we are really seeking is not necessarily about the thing itself. It's about the feeling that the thing gives us. And that feeling, depending on the size of the goal or the desire, that feeling can last for a few minutes. You may know that if you've, you know, been out shopping and you're like, I love that top, I'm going to get me one of those, and you buy it and you're like, yes, and you get home and put it in your wardrobe, and then the first time you wear it, you feel amazing, and then it just completely loses its spark, right? So maybe that's a shorter version, but longer versions, right? If you made a big purchase, or if there was something that you were desiring for a really long time, like maybe you wanted to buy like some beautiful jewelry or something like this, like the spark lasts a little bit longer. But what's really happening is the mind is creating scenarios. The mind is creating these desires that it thinks that we should want. And a lot of that we've been also told from cultural, societal kind of norms and, you know, all the things growing up. But what happens when we don't get the things that we want, and I'm sure you can relate to this because you are human, what happens is that we start to get agitated. We start to get annoyed. We start to get frustrated. Like, I have all of these desires. I have all these things that I want, but they're not coming into my life. And that is frustrating. And that can become even more frustrating if you're on a kind of spiritual path or a growth path, and you're like, I'm doing all the things, like I'm meditating, I'm doing the manifesting, I'm doing all the things I've been told that I'm supposed to do, and the desire is still not in my lived experience, right? And this leads us down a road of suffering. We can go really deep into our suffering when our desires stand unfulfilled, right? And the funny thing is that, you know, when we look at religion, desire is, you know, it's kind of said to be this barrier between us human selves and God, right? It is Satan. It is Shaitan. It is Mara in Buddhism, right? It's this personification. Desire becomes a personification of all the reasons why we aren't connected to God, right? So it's kind of shamed in a way. And I believe personally, like, that desire can be a really beautiful thing, and we are human, and so desires are there for us. And that's where I'm saying, like, this episode, I want to just like unpack a little bit how we can still live in the realms of desire. Because when you go back to yogic teachings, a lot of it is desire is, you know, we need to eliminate desire in our life. When we eliminate desire, we eliminate suffering. And I don't fully agree with that. I do think that desire is very important for us to have as humans, but I would love to just give a different perspective, right? So when we think about it, all stress that humans suffer, all the stress that we have, it's really a response to mental agitation, right? We get agitated in our minds because things aren't working out the way that we think that they should work out, because we don't have the things that we think that we should want, right? It's all of these unfulfilled desires. And when we stress, we can actually get into a cycle of more stress. And so from an energetic perspective, that can really push away the things that we are desiring, because we are vibrating not at the right frequency to call in all the big and beautiful things that we want. Because, you know, generally most of us are seeking things that are going to enrich our lives and make our lives feel easier and more fulfilling and more joyful, right? We're looking for those things, ironically, outside of us, which is where we also know is not the place to find all the things. But when we are, you know, finding ourselves in stress, we are no longer this vibrational match to that desire that we want to call in. So that's kind of one side of it. And then we can talk to the idea that when we desire something from the mind specifically, we're going to talk about the body. When we desire something from the mind, it's like we have this stream of thoughts, this overflow of thoughts, right? This hyper-focused energy that is being sent to the object of our desire. So, you know, if you want a new laptop, right? All you can think about is the laptop. And because it's what you desire, you've actually told your brain, your reticular activating system, like, yo, I want this new laptop. And so it's going to keep showing you laptops in places that you would never have noticed them before, right? And it will start to, you know, your current laptop might start to feel more annoying because, you know, it has this desire. So it's doing everything to support you in claiming that desire. So in a way, the mind is working for us, but it's the stress and the agitation that comes along with that that is creating resistance within us. And what happens is this leads to a lot of greed, right? We start to desire more things and we start to like want this thing over here. And like we have this insatiable thirst for the things that we desire in our life. And when the greed is fulfilled, because that happens, of course, let's take the laptop example. Let's say you've been really craving this laptop for a really long time and you finally get it. And you've got that little, you know, dopamine hit. You're very excited about this laptop. And then what happens is we get fearful, right? We get fearful of losing it all, you know? What if it breaks? Like, what if something happens? Or on the other side of that, if there's no fear, what will always happen is there's always another desire. There's always something else. There's always something bigger and better and, you know, more. And, you know, it's like the iPhone, right? Like a new phone comes out every year. Do we need it? No. I think anybody who says that they do is lying to themselves. Of course, desire it, right? Like if you're a Apple head person and you love like to stay up to date and it's kind of a hobby for you, like amazing, go for it. None of this is trying to restrict you from following those desires. It's just offering, you know, a perspective, like I said. Another thing that can happen with desire. So like we said, first of all, it can lead to greed because we are keeping wanting more and more and more. And the other is that it can actually lead us towards anger and things like envy. And how that comes about is if you have something that you desire in your life and you're focusing all of your energy on that, or like a big portion of your energy on that, you've got this stream of consciousness, these thoughts flowing like on how your life is going to be when this thing comes into your life, on how everything's going to change. And let's say that thought flow, that energy flow, that intention for you claiming that becomes intercepted, right? Something happens, which means that, you know, you were on your path to making that happen for yourself. And then something happens like, okay, laptop. You're going to buy the laptop. You're really excited. And then you get a big bill from the tax man that you owe him $2,000. And you're like, well, now can't have the laptop, right? And so it gets intercepted. And of course, like anger arises out of that because you're not going to get that little hit, that little like, it's like a little drug desire sometimes when it comes to these kind of things. And so, yeah, we can start to feel anger, right? And there's also around here, if you think about, you know, getting a promotion at work or something, like let's say you really wanted the promotion and someone else comes in and gets the promotion, maybe you feel envy towards them, right? If you feel like they are like they are better than you, then maybe you feel some envy towards that person. And on the other side of that, if you feel like you're better than them, right, and you're like, how dare she get this promotion over me, you'll have a kind of arrogance that arises within you. And so just noticing here, like just noticing within yourself now, maybe just reflecting on some desires that you've had in the past and where you didn't get those desires and somebody else got that, or where they didn't come to fruition, right? Like just noticing how you felt in those times. Noticing what emotions were moving through your body, because those emotions are really clues for you to dig into with some of your personal uncovering, with some of your personal healing work. Desire is really like drinking from a glass with a hole in the bottom. If you drink fast enough, right, you can still get some water, but you're never going to drink the full glass. It is this thing that was just, it's just never going to be fully satisfied when we are leading from the mind, right? When the mind is running the show when it comes to our desires. And so Again, let's think about this. What are some things that you desired in the past that you actually have now? And how do you feel about that? Like, are you fully satisfied in life? Are you fully joyful? Are you fully in your power, right? Just from receiving those things from outside of you. Maybe not. Maybe there's a part of you that still feels gratitude and still feels, you know, if you did a big purchase, like buying a house or something, like maybe there's a big part in your heart that feels wonderful about that because it's offering you safety and it makes you feel protected or whatever that brings for you, right? But there's always, always something more. Always something more. And so when we are leading our desires from the mind, we are also leading ourselves down this path of agitation and suffering, right? Because we are putting our ability to feel the joy in the things outside of us, right? And I have something interesting I was thinking about the other day. A lot of the time when we pray to God and we say, "Dear God, like this is what I want right now. This is what I desire. This is my specifics," right? You know, we sit and we journal and we color in the stories to make it feel very real. And maybe we're also even at that place, right, which is where we want to be, which is where we're feeling the feelings in our body of already having the thing, right? We are feeling the feelings of the joy and the freedom and the peace, right? And that's what we're really looking for at the end of the day. We are looking to find the joy and all of those beautiful feelings inside of us, right? Not putting the power outside into some external force. We want to bring that back in. We want to feel that within us. But a lot of the time I hear, and I've been thinking about this, and I haven't quite come to a conclusion just yet, but bear with me. A lot of the time when we pray, we finish the prayers and we say, "This or something better. Dear God, I want this or something better." And this has got me thinking lately. This has got me thinking around the idea of trust and self-trust and trusting ourselves with knowing what we want. Because I feel that when we say this or something better, I feel like we're kind of eliminating responsibility for our lives. We're taking away our self-responsibility by giving it to God and saying, like, "This is what I would like," or something better. And I don't feel that that is quite the most productive way to actually call in the things that you want. And so is there a way that we can entrust our desires to God, right? Where we can say, you know, "I've been sitting with myself and I've been feeling into this. And I'm already feeling all of those feelings because I know that I am already whole and I am already complete exactly as I am. And I desire these things, and these are the things I desire. And I can tell you why I desire them, and I can feel them from my body, and they weren't created from my mind. They were created through an experience where my soul guided me down this path. They were created from an experience where I connected so deeply with myself, and I felt so connected to you, Spirit. And this is the desires that came in. If they are meant for me, I am here to fulfill that," right? "And guide me on my path." And this feels so different to writing a list, right? Because when we entrust our desires to God and we share what we want, we share what we're feeling, and we can bring our soul into the conversation and our higher self into the conversation, right? It's not about writing a list and putting it in order. It's actually about planting the seeds. Planting the seeds that are already, that are actually given to you, right? They're given to you through an experience with divine, with yourself, with your soul. Planting those seeds in alignment with who you are and who you are becoming, right? In alignment with your soul guidance and continuing to nurture those seeds, taking things one step at a time. There is still action involved when it comes to desire. There is still a lot of action involved, right? But by offering, by planting the seed and offering and trusting to God the desire, and not, let's say, overcomplicating it with all of the little details and all of the this and all of the that, and like, you know, coloring in the picture to be so specific that it feels very, very tight. What if instead we just trusted in ourselves and what we desire and what we are given, and we don't try to push anything further with the mind, but we actually understand that divine intelligence knows better, right? God knows better. Our desires are divine guidance. I really believe that. I really believe that our desires, when they truly come from the heart and they truly come from the soul, that they are divine guidance for us, right? They are meant for us. But there's a level of specificity. I don't know if that's quite how you say that word, but there's a level of that detail which I think we get so caught up in, that everything starts to just feel very pressured and very heavy. Whereas when we can step back and we can trust in ourselves and what we're receiving, and we can entrust our desires to God, and we can also trust that the divine path ahead is acting in our highest and greatest good and the highest and greatest good of all beings, we don't need to stress. We don't need to stress so much. And when we stop the stressing, right? And because we're not desiring from the mind of like all these little things that we think that we should want, the agitation, the suffering softens, right? It decreases. And that is exactly how we can start to elevate our unique frequency. We can start to become more in resonance with things that are in resonance with us, and life amplifies and expands in a beautiful, beautiful way, right? And so that barrier that, you know, religion talks about between us here being humans and divine actually begins to break down, because we are working with the desires that are given to us with the person that, well, the energy that gave them to us, right? It becomes a collaboration, a unification, a relationship. And if we choose not to follow this, so we're, in a moment we'll just speak to, you know, the attachment, right? But there's a desire cycle that can happen. There's the mind desire, right? Which is all about acquiring something. Like, how do I get something? Like, claiming something. And then you receive that, and then you enjoy that for a certain amount of time. And then you want more of something else, or you want the bigger one, or you want the better one, right? So it's in this cycle of constant, never feeling fully fulfilled, right? Like, never fully satisfied. And on the other side, there is having the desire, and then you don't get the desire, and so you get angry. And then you can start to doubt yourself, or you want something different, and then maybe that doesn't happen. Either way, both of these pathways take us to suffering, take us to agitation. And so actually, when we decide to step out of those desire cycles, and we choose instead to really spend time with our hearts and our soul and really feel into the desires that are meant for us, and we start to be in relationship with them and with the divine, this is also the moment where we can release our attachment to the outcome, right? And not because we're saying this or something better, right? Because that's still putting like, it feels like it's still putting boundaries around like what we are ready to receive, but really trusting that actually this is what this is right now in this moment. This is exactly what this desire is, right? And releasing the attachment to the outcome, which is really one of the hardest things to do, because of course, like our human self gets very, like the mind part gets very caught up in the outcome. But instead of focusing on the outcome, right, we can focus on the thing that we desire, and then we can come back to ourselves to connect back into the joy, to connect into the feelings of the thing that we want, to connect into the peace, to the love, to the calm, to the excitement, to the play, to the pleasure, right? Like come back into ourselves and connect with those energetic emotions within us first and foremost, right? And then connecting back in with our hearts again and our soul and being like, okay, what's my next best step? And allowing that desire to move and to shift and to change and to become something different, right? Allow that desire to also go on its own journey, because you never know that, you know, maybe it was that first step that you took towards that desire which actually unlocked the door for something better, right? Something that was waiting for you, something that was more aligned with who you are in that moment, because we are also always, always moving and changing. And so there's, you know, with this, there's like trusting in yourself. Trust is such a big word it was coming up a lot for me last year, but I'm also feeling it's going to be a really big word this year as well, right? Trust, 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 trust. And trusting in that every step you take is taking you towards your highest and greatest good, right? And when we trust that everything is working in our favor, everything is working in divine planning and divine timing and destiny, then we can't do it wrong, right? We can't do it wrong. And so we get to live life for the joy of living life. And everything that comes along our pathway, whether that feels good or it feels, you know, like a more difficult lesson to learn, we can have a different appreciation for all of our experiences that we have. Not to ignore them, or, you know, it's not like something sad happens and we just go, well, this is a wonderful lesson, you know, like ignoring maybe the sorrow that you feel, or the sadness that you feel, or the anger that you feel, right? We are honoring ourselves and our experience and our emotions in every single moment. But when we trust that everything is happening in our favor, everything is happening divinely guided, we experience life so differently. And when we lead from our heart spaces rather than from our minds, the desires that we felt, the desires that we thought that we wanted, the desires where we were putting, oh my goodness, like so much of our life force energy, like flowing towards this, like, gotta have that thing. It all comes back to you and life opens up so differently. So differently. So, entrusting your desires to God and entrusting your desires with yourself as well, right? There's different ways that we can manifest our reality, and I really believe that while desire is, like I said, in the yogic teachings, it's you're invited not to play with desire. I think desire is such a beautiful thing, and it's such a human thing. And of course, like we can dream and we can desire and we can play with it, right? Like we can have fun with it. And when we come back into the feelings within ourselves first, right? When we're already feeling those feelings, that joy, the excitement, all the things that I said before, this is also the moment, right, when the attachment to the outcome kind of dissipates, because you're already feeling the things. And like I said at the beginning, usually we want something because we like how it makes us feel. But if we're already feeling the feelings, then maybe the attachment will loosen. Maybe it will move altogether. We won't have an attachment to the outcome. And the idea of desire really just becomes this beautiful game that we get to play. I don't know. That sounds pretty cool to me. All right, my loves. This was a shorter episode than usual. I didn't talk so much. That's a miracle. I love that. I am wishing you a beautiful week ahead. So, my loves, before we close, I want to share with you a little bit about my coaching offers for this year. There's been some shifts. I'm actually taking on less clients this year, but I have new offers available. The first that I have is a 6-month commitment. And we have unlimited coaching calls. We have additional healing sessions, transformational sessions. There's a lot going on here. You also have access to the monthly Sacred Heart Breathwork ceremonies and a distance energy purification for your energetic field, which is done by a really powerful healer. And he's the only one that I actually use for this kind of work. This investment is 3,333 euros. So this is pretty awesome. You literally have unlimited sessions, and also you have availability, like access to me on Signal, so you can get this real-time support. Like if something's happening in your life, you get to send me a message and I can reply pretty much straight away to support you through that. And the other offer I have is not a 6-month commitment, but a 6-session commitment, which we complete over 3 months. And this is a really beautiful way if you have a very like full schedule, or you're not able to commit to, you know, at least a weekly call. This is a great way to help kind of up level and uplift you over a 3-month period, over 6 sessions. And this is an investment of 777. So I wanted to let you know about these new offers, and I'm just going to leave it at that. You know, you can go find all the info on the website. You can book a call with me to chat about it, like do all the things. And I also want to just say that when people choose to come and work with me, they're always, always, always invited to really feel into their body, to really feel into, you know, what is working and what is not working, and really feel into if it's the right fit. You know, I want people to feel so good about this desire. I want it to come from their body, not from their mind. So I just wanted to let you know that there's never any pressure sales on my side. I think that's a really ugly tactic. I want this to be for your best, for your evolution. Okay, my love, I'm going to leave it there. Have a beautiful, beautiful week. Bye.